Well, I had a bit of a problem lately. Sometimes problems come all at once, don't they? I had to have a man come to the house to look at my guttering, and also an insurance assessor to look at some water damage that I was claiming for. Now, the man doing the guttering cancelled his appointment and had to rearrange his visit, and to my consternation, they both came at the same time. This was not what I had anticipated. I myself am blind, and Tracy, being deaf, we share the house together, and we were trying to deal with them both asking questions all at the same time, me trying to communicate information to Tracy by typing on our iPad, and it was all getting rather complicated. Then the guttering man said, "It's not a problem with the guttering after all, it's a problem with the flat roof." Could this man be believed? I didn't know him. It was all turning out to be more serious than I'd imagined. Oh, Lord help, I thought. Then out of the blue, the insurance man who'd finished his business said, "Well, let me go out and look. I have to assess this kind of thing all the time, and I'll give you an honest professional opinion." Well, how marvellous that they had both come together after all. It turned out to be a blessing, and I could see how the Lord had engineered it all. He never makes a mistake. His timing is perfect. The Lord has promised to be alongside us in all our difficulties. The Bible says he is a very present help in time of trouble. He's so practical. He's promised to give us wisdom as well. In fact, he really wants to give it to us. He wants to put ideas into our hearts. In James chapter 1 it says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault." So he's not finding reasons to withhold wisdom from us. Well, sometimes I wished I had a husband who could jolly well sort out all these problems in the home. But in Isaiah 54 verse 5 it says this, "For your Maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is his name." Well, what a helper I've got then. So when the storms threaten to overwhelm us, give God all the anxieties. He knows how to work things out, how to connect things together. He wants to be able for us to relax in his love, to be confident in his wonderful ability to help. He really wants to help, you see. He is our close friend. He's the one who sticks closer than a brother. And his desire is to give us the help we need. There's a lovely verse that says, "The beloved of the Lord rests between his shoulders." We can be confident in him. So let your heart find rest in his love today. And be thankful that there's nothing he can't help with.